I'd like to begin by thanking all of you who may read my weekly bulletin articles, either in the bulletins laid out or online. They're all there for you if you care to read some of my thoughts. I try not to just rehash the scriptures we hear, but I write about many different things. A few weeks ago, I wrote about a meeting I went to for an organization I belong to, the Knights of the Holy Sepulchre of Jerusalem. The meeting for this part of the United States was in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. It was my first time to Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And boy, what a beautiful cathedral, huh? Have you been there? I got to get out more. I realize why I don't go to Sioux Falls. I knew Sioux Falls was south of Fargo, but I had no idea it was that far south of Fargo. The Knights of the Holy Sepulchre of Jerusalem are one of the oldest organizations of the church, founded in 1099. For almost 950 years, our order has provided, I'll use that word, provided, for the Christian presence in the Holy Land. You know, only 2% of the population in the Holy Land is Christian. Our order builds schools used by Christians and non-Christians alike, and it also provides for the spirituality of the members to live the Christian life, the Catholic faith. There are about 30,000 members of the Knights of the Holy Sepulchre of Jerusalem worldwide. Michael and Coralie Fix are members as well. The longer that I'm here, more of you will be nominated and invited to join that order. Anyway, for evening prayer one evening, our prior, Archbishop Naumann, gave a homily that I had heard before, and every time I hear it, it somewhat jars me. He started to speak about the Catholic Church in Canada. And we know that there are still a lot of visible reminders of the great French missionaries in Canada. And we also know that Canada has become heavily secularized. Not much church attendance, not much parish activity, far worse than here in the United States. Although I fear that we may get there if we don't pray for many things. Anyway, he quoted the former Archbishop of Quebec, Cardinal Ouellette, who gave a retreat and reflected on what is needed and what is not needed to renew the church in Canada, which can apply anywhere. He said, "We do not need more priests or deacons to renew the church, although we need priests and deacons." He said, "We do not need more religious brothers or sisters to renew the church, although we need brothers and sisters." He said, "We do not need more lay participation to renew the church, although we need lay participation." He said, "We need more sinners to renew the church. Not random sinners, but in the model of our Lord's first child sermon, a child who is humble and dependent on their parent. Sinners who are humble and are dependent on our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Sinners who know they are sinners, that they cannot save themselves and they need a Savior. They need a Savior who works through the church. Then the church will begin to be renewed. Pope Francis knows that. On the feast day of St. Matthew, coming up this week, September 21st, in 2013, Pope Francis said, "The church is a hospital for sinners, not a museum for saints." He said, "The church is like a field hospital to heal the wounds of sin. We need healing," he said, "more than judgment. And we find it in the hospital of the church for sinners." But first, we have to recognize the reality of sin. You know what I do? Not so much during the football season, but generally after this Mass, when I fry my omelet in my rectory, minding my own business, I often turn on and listen to Protestant preachers. Not the Lutherans or Methodists, I listen to the Pentecostal preachers, evangelicals of the big churches. Get a second opinion, so to speak, right? Listen to the competition. The guys that speak for 45 minutes, which I wish I could do sometimes, and I could do, but as you listen to them, they speak about sin again and again and again. I sometimes think I have to redial in my game. For every mention of God's love, there's two or three mentions of sin in the people in need of God's love. And I listened to that, and I realized that if they do not convince the people of their sinfulness, their church will be empty. They don't have the sacraments. They don't have the history and ministry of the church. But they have the conviction of sin, which fundamentally brings us here to our church, founded by our Lord. So I know I'm preaching to the choir here. I know you all have a sense of sin. I wish I could preach sometimes at the state fair or something. But as we receive the Eucharist today, and as we pray for the renewal of the church always, I wonder if we're sometimes praying for the wrong things. Instead of praying for us to be better, maybe we need to pray that we have a renewed sense of our sin and our need for the church. Instead of praying more like saints, maybe we need to pray more like sinners, pagans, in need of our Lord. You know how I love our crucifix. You know that when I look at it, I think of the words of St. Paul, who said, "I have come to you knowing nothing but Christ and Him crucified." That's powerful. Our Lord's last words on the cross were the words, "I thirst." He didn't want anything to drink. He was nearly dead. He was thirsty for our souls. He was thirsting for sinners who know they need a Savior, our Lord Jesus. Amen.